Only good news today. Mostly. Mostly good news. It's the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It is. I do have some happy news this morning. Other than what's in my cup. All I have in my cup is water this morning. I do have a Coke left over from yesterday that I'm probably going to drink the rest of this morning at some point. I have some leftover steak. I decided to eat a steak last night. I was hoping it, in celebration of my possibly last night here at this hotel in quarantine. And it appears to be that way. I was about 50% hopeful. Or believing, I guess. I was hopeful, but not. I wasn't really, I figured it, I wouldn't get my test results back from yesterday. I was surprised I got a test yesterday. Oh, the story goes, it just goes on and on about this whole, the disorganization. I guess apparently initially the BVI was pretty good about what they were doing. They're pretty well organized, but something has fallen through the cracks. I don't know what happened. The taxi driver I was talking to said after 2021, everything just went downhill in terms of they're so unorganized now. Even with regard to people who are vaccinated, it's not that clear as to all the procedures to get in and out of the Virgin Islands here. And I would agree with that. Now, it is especially confusing for the unvaccinated. See, I think that the problem is they want to make it difficult for unvaccinated individuals because they want to punish you for not being vaccinated. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So I want to come down here and spend my money here in the islands, and apparently my money's not any good. Apparently they've got so much money coming in from tourism, they don't need any more. Which, if you know anything about the British Virgin Islands or any of the islands down here, you know that that is not true at all, especially after the hurricane hit several years ago. And then right after they got things kind of put back together, started recouping the tourism industry here, which is all they have to. That's really where they derive, I think, 80% of their income comes from tourism here. And the amazing thing to me is that they would consider at all turning away anybody or making it difficult for anybody to be here. However, right after they got things up and running and starting to kind of recovering from all from the storm damage, then COVID hits. So for the last, in that whole year, the first year, everything was basically pretty much shut down completely. For the first 6 months, it was totally shut down. And then after about a year, it started opening some things up. And of course, then the vaccine came out and everybody thought, oh, this is the vaccine's going to be the answer. It's going to shut this thing down. It's going to get us back to normal, right? No. Now that we're on our fourth dose of this thing, it just continues to go on. Now, the taxi driver, interesting talking to him, he didn't want it. He didn't take the vaccine either. And he said he knows he had Delta, he said. And he had some mild symptoms. I believe he may have had Omicron, or as they call it down here, Omicron. Everybody calls it that down here. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but they made it so difficult. Initially, the only reason it was difficult was because it was so confusing. I was told one thing by one person, something else by someone else, and there was something else on the actual website. And it's none of it's updated, none of it's correct. And even after I clearly identified, I tried to ask some specific questions of the people, the authorities, when I came into town, I was given wrong information from the Port Authority. It is it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. Now, the good news is I took my test yesterday, barely made it in time to get my test results. And ironically, I thought it was going to take 2 days. I thought I was going to be here possibly, I thought maybe at the best I would get my results back late in the day today. This is, by the way, this is Tuesday already. Tuesday. It's only Tuesday, I should say. April 12th. And it's about 10 till 8 in the morning. I got my test results last night at about 10 o'clock at night. Couldn't hardly sleep all night. I was so excited about getting out of this place. Now, I know it's not prison. And it's prison, but it's in paradise. But when I'm ready to get out, stretch my legs, go for long walks on the beach, and hopefully get out of here at some point. Maybe get back to the States at some point. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But I have friends here on a boat that they're, I actually got to see them yesterday. They got into town. They got provisioned. And got the whole group together. And then yesterday, I got to see them actually sailing away from this island to another island. They're supposed to come back today. We'll see if that happens. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. If they can come back, and then we'll go on from there. But the interesting, amazing part of this whole thing is how just how unorganized it was. But the good news is, I'm getting out. Now I'll have to just figure out a plan here to get to link up with them again. I have to get probably a $30 taxi ride. I got to go to a police station, check in with them, give them my tracking device that I don't think even works. I don't think this thing works. Give them that thing, and then what I do is they see my test results and cut off my little armband thing I've got on me that marks me as unclean. Regardless of all that, then I'll probably go out and die of a shark attack or something, because that's, whatever. It's always possible. So I have a couple of things in the news that have been really interesting lately, and I didn't write anything down. Sometimes I take some short notes. I'll just jot down a subject just so I don't forget about it. I didn't do any of that today, or this week. I have not done any of that. Only because I just didn't do it. Because I'm lazy, I guess that's what it is. So I had some things written down before. I don't have this. I don't have anything written down now. But again, the question is this whole COVID thing. My understanding is now Philly is, I guess, going. They're clamping down again. They're going backwards. For I don't know why. I apparently cases are up. This is another point that's ridiculous, is that cases are up, but hospitalizations are down. And it's like John Campbell, Dr. John Campbell would say, he said, what difference does it make if cases are up, if hospitalizations are down, we're out of this thing. Now he doesn't know what the next wave of COVID, or as he calls it, COVID, will do. But apparently BA1 and BA2, which are the two strains of Omicron right now that are out there, BA2 is much more contagious than the BA1 was. Of course. So you got COVID. You got COVID-19. You got the novel COVID-19 virus. And then you've got the variants of that virus. And then you've got the strains of each variant. And of course, every individual who gets it probably has a different. Whatever. It's sickness. The whole thing with Biden keeps me wondering what's going on. First of all, with Biden, has he ever had COVID? Now, I saw a video of him this morning. Apparently yesterday he was giving some kind of a speech. I don't know what it was about. I know he talked about ghost guns. Now, I don't know how I'm supposed to shoot any ghosts if I don't have a ghost gun. I have to have a ghost gun to shoot ghosts. So now we're going to have ghosts running around rampant. All right, this whole have they even defined what a ghost gun is? He just keeps talking about ghost guns, ghost guns, ghost guns. I think that conjures up in many people's mind. They know. They do these things on purpose. The way they craft words is all intentional. Don't kid yourself for a second. They come up with this term ghost gun for a reason. It's ambiguous. It's not a defined term. Much like woman. How do you define woman? Well, we can't define that. Of course you can't, because you don't know what's politically, you know, proper to say now. Can't say anything because you don't know what's, you know, you can't just look in a dictionary and read the dictionary. Of course, they changed that anyway, so that doesn't matter. So this whole ghost gun thing what are we talking about? He walks over to a table, picks up a gun, and says, all you have to have is this little drill bit, and you can create a gun. Just with that, anybody in the country can order this. And he says, the Second Amendment doesn't protect you from buying just any kind of gun you want. You couldn't buy a cannon. Oh, yes, you could. Yes, you could. So many things in his little speech were so wrong. And so just flat out lying about things. And this legislation he's trying to pass, I guarantee you, I haven't even heard anything about the legislation or what it is. They just keep talking about ghost guns. We need this legislation to get ghost guns out. Well, first of all, define ghost gun. And then secondly, define what's in your legislation, because they'll mention something like a ghost gun to pass a certain legislation called the ghost gun bill, and it'll have nothing to do with ghost guns. Or that'll be one little part of it, and the rest of it'll be take away everybody else's guns too. That's they'll call it the lollipops and cookies for everyone bill, and it actually takes away everyone's cookies and lollipops. It's the kind of thing you have to really watch how they, because they frame this stuff. I guarantee you they run this stuff past, you know, little groups of people they interview and their little you know, focus groups, whatever they do, to see what, you know, what they can do with these people. CNN recently did this little, talk about a PR stunt. It took a bunch of Fox viewers and had them watch CNN, and then they got their reactions. They paid them to watch CNN and they got their reactions. So if you pay someone to review your product, what do you think their reaction is going to be? They probably said, well, if you have a, you know, we're not going to pay you until you get done with your, we're just going to pay you up front to watch CNN. We're going to pay you after you get done watching CNN. And then you give us a report, and then we're going to, you know, give us your reaction. And of course, I'm sure they probably, you know, scheduled their reporting and their broadcasting. Probably was scheduled around when these people would be watching. Probably had them watching one show or something. Who knows? These people are so disingenuous and so ridiculous. And it's like as if it's going to sway anybody else into believing that they watch CNN and they determined they were, I don't know what they determined. I didn't even listen to the report. I don't trust them at all. They're trying to do this. They're on this credibility campaign right now, trying to say that they're credibility. And so who do they send out? Stelter. Stelter's like the point man on their credibility tour. How do you even think of that? I mean, who comes up with this? It's probably Stelter actually came up with, I'm going to go to a credibility tour. I'm going to go around and talk about the credibility of CNN. Yeah, that's going to work really well for you. Because, you know, because he runs a show called Reliable Sources. Because, you know, look at the name of the show. It's Reliable Sources. So everything I say is reliable. I have reliable sources. I'm not going to tell you who the sources are. Some guy down in the mailroom. But I'm not going to tell you who that is. Crazy stuff. So the thing that really bothered me about this speech was not even the speech itself. Some young lady, I think, introduced him or said something before him, and as she's walking away from the podium and the president's walking up, he grabs her, puts his arms around her, does one of those uncomfortable hug moments where she's like, okay, I'm not sure what to do here. You're in my face, you're holding me, and you don't have a mask on. Neither one of us are wearing a mask. This isn't good. And of course, now she'll probably, like 2 days from now, she'll be. Now, everybody around Biden gets COVID, but he doesn't have COVID for some reason. I think he's just a super spreader. So she'll probably end up with COVID. You know, she'll test positive tomorrow or today. And then they'll be showing this embrace. Another one of those uncomfortable moments, kind of like when he was hugging Hillary, and Hillary was kind of like, okay, the hug's over now. And he just wouldn't stop hugging her. He does that to people. So I don't know. This isn't just, he's still doing that. He's been told it's socially unacceptable, and yet he still does it. It's just creepy. It's creepy stuff. This is going to be a short show this morning because I have to get packed and I got to get out of here because, you know, it's all about me. Just to warn you, it's going to be a short show, just so you know. Because I know that you're counting on listening to me for, you know, hours, probably. I don't know. And that ain't going to happen, just so you know. Anyway, I heard an interesting report the other day. George Soros, I don't know that he actually made this statement or if it was a statement from his office. The guy's like 140 years old. I don't know. He's had like four heart transplants. Can he still even talk? I don't know if he's physically capable. He doesn't do a lot of public speaking anymore. He's looking pretty rough around the edges. He recently made a statement in one of his little things that he puts out. And one of the things he said, now this can be taken a couple different ways. He said something about if the internet were to go down, something about if the internet goes down, it will disrupt protests and dissent. And it just some other things. He listed off these things, but he also talked about protests and dissenting individuals. It disrupts those things. He didn't elaborate on the statement. Now, when you stop and think about this, look at the trucker movement in Canada. It was a revolt against the government policies. They were shutting them down. If you would have shut down the internet during that time, it would have pretty much shut down the whole thing. Other than, you know, CB radios. I mean, truckers have this network across a nation. I don't know if you, and they still use CBs. Most of them still have CBs in their truck. Not all of them do anymore. Most of them do. Because there's apps now. They're trying to get them away from this analog CB system, but I don't think it's ever going to go away completely. I hope not. And here's the reason. These guys, they talk. And more than that, they're the ones, even though the ones who are loudest and talk a lot, there's a lot more guys listening. And, you know, every couple of miles, you've got trucks with antennas that these guys have pretty good setups, most of them. They can transmit for sometimes up to, you know, very well up to 5 miles, sometimes more, sometimes 10 miles. And you got single sideband guys that, you know, they can go even further than that. And so you get this network across the nation here of people who can talk on the radio that it may be getting scanned somehow or recorded somehow through satellite technology. Something probably is getting recorded, but these guys can talk, and word can spread very quickly. Because they're moving across the country, you know, in just a matter of days. And they can transmit this stuff all over the place. And it's so they can stay in communication with each other and they can spread information very quickly, even if the internet was down. This is what was happening before. This was going on, you know, before the internet. Truckers would talk on the radio a lot more than they do now, before cell phones and that kind of thing. So we had this... it's just an interesting concept that Soros would make this statement. Now, either he's he's concerned. Now, he actually supports groups like Antifa. He supports uprisings, the overthrow of governments. That's his hobby. So, there's two things here. I think that he's kind of, it's kind of a two-pronged statement that he's making. One is that it could disrupt his ability to cause unrest in certain areas and support the backing of an uprising. because that gets organized through social media and other things? Or is he concerned that if the internet were to shut down, that it would disrupt, that it would cause? Well, it's just this weird thing where it would cause the ability for the government to clamp down on people, or for the government to, for the uprising to happen. Is he concerned about people not having the internet because they're not going to be able to? Yeah, I just don't think he's concerned about people at all. Actually, that almost seems ludicrous for me to even coming out of my mouth as I'm saying that. Just doesn't even make any sense. What concerns me is that he's saying it, because this is somebody who has the money and the power to have an effect on things like that. He has in the past, and he will in the future. That is the Open Society organization that he started, that he still funds, it is all about that. They want to see no borders in any country. Total chaos. Although he doesn't see it as chaos. He sees it as just open society. He would love to be, he would have loved to have been a ruler of the world. He thinks it's very fun to disrupt political regimes and to play. He has actually been interviewed, during the interview, chuckled and laughed about disrupting and overthrowing governments, being the one behind. He wasn't the one who did it, but he was the one behind it. He enabled it. He funded it, backed and supported certain overthrows. And he's played on smaller scales in other countries, other smaller countries, and tinkers with their social structure. Well, that's just practicing. That's just warming up for the big thing, which the big thing is, you know, global powers that be. He's in the pockets of many people in Washington. Don't kid yourself for a second. The whole organization with that Chink Yuger started, or Yuger, whatever the guy's name is, which and AOC is a part of that. AOC and the squad, mostly, they call them. They were the ones who won the auditions to become the groomed politicians. They get told what to say. They have this other organization behind them that tells them what to say, their little agenda. And that whole organization, that whole thing is funded by George Soros, among other things. YouTube is also highly invested in Chink Yuger. They pay him to do his show. They fund him. Big money. And while he's on the show doing all the things he's saying and politically saying all the things he wants to say, someone like Steven Crowder or anybody, or even the Epoch Times, they get deplatformed and have their videos taken down and everything else. Doesn't happen to the Young Turks, Chink Yuger's group. So it's interesting stuff. And for him to make that kind of a statement, the left always talks about dog whistles. Oh, that's a dog whistle. Anytime you say something like, oh, we need to, you know, stop groomers down in Florida, that's a dog whistle. You just hate LGBTQ. Oh, so all of a sudden you're saying that grooming young children for sexual activity is an LGBTQ thing, all of a sudden. They're the ones that made that connection. The legislators didn't make that connection. There's nothing about that in the bill. The word gay isn't even in the bill. And they came up with this whole, they labeled it something else, and they're making it to vilify it. That's the way they work. It's all theater. But I thought it was very interesting that he would make this. Now, it sounds like a dog whistle to me. It just sounds out of place. It sounds like a weird statement to make. So, I digress. I'm getting out of this place. I'm going to be packing up here soon, and I hear my bumper music starting to kick in. So I'm going to, I guess I'm just going to call this a day. It's Tuesday. I don't know that I'm going to have a show anymore until after the 20th. This could be a long time. I know it's a long time for you to know what's in my cup, but I guarantee you every day I'm going to have a cup. And I will have a full report when I come back as to what's in my cup. So thank you once again for listening, for subscribing. Stay tuned. I'll be back in a couple of weeks when this is all over. And who knows what's going to happen in the meantime. I'm sure my head will be popping off and ready to talk about it all. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. Take care.